Now, kids, when Aunt Robin was a teenager, she was, well, a Canadian pop star. But by 2008, she was an entirely different person.
Coming up next, is your baby trying to kill you?
Which made the events of that week all the more surprising.
So I go in this morning and brr, it's freezing. So I walk over there and I don't know why I'm still talking because clearly we're all asking the same question. What in God's creation is going on with Robin's breasts?
I know, right? Isn't it amazing? I spent half an hour making this happen. There's tape in there, cotton balls, half of a Nerf football, but it works, right?
Totally. What's the occasion?
An old friend from Canada is in town and I'm meeting him for a drink.
Ooh, somebody you went to Degrassi with?
No, actually. He was my first boyfriend.
Simon, I thought he was the coolest guy ever. He smelled like Dracar, he could ollie on a skateboard, and he had the most amazing collection of Hard Rock Cafe t-shirts. We spent the whole summer madly in love.
Tell me more. Tell me more. Like, did he have a car?
So, is he the guy who... How shall I say this like a gentleman? Robin, did he take your maple leaf?
No, it wasn't like that.
Sounds to me like he gave you your first Oh Canada face.
This went on for a really long time. Some of the jokes were elegant and well-crafted.
Wait, did he break up with you and tell you he's just not that Inuit?
Others were crude and ill-formed.
Something about fur trapping.
And others were obvious, but needed to be said.
Did you ride his Zamboni?
Oh! Wait. Did he... I think I'm out.
Yeah, I'm also out. Okay, now I'm really out.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. It was all very tame. We only dated for a week and a half.
I thought you said you were together all summer.
Yeah, summer in Canada is pretty much the last week of July. Anyway, one night, his band just finished playing this gig. Oh my God, Simon. That was such a good show. You guys totally rocked out.
Yeah, I know. I figure we're about 4 or 5 gigs away from really exploding. Big, babe. We're like crash test dummies big. So, got everything?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, babe. It's over.
What?
I'm getting back together with Louise Marsh.
Louise Marsh? That's a whore's name if I ever heard one.
Yeah, why would you want to get back together with Louise Marsh?
Well, the thing is, my folks just put in a pool.
Oh, totally. I get it. Pools are great. Swimming's awesome. We have a sprinkler. Run right through it. Well, I should go.
Babe, wait.
Yeah, Simon?
You forgot to load the drum set.
No!
Tell me you did not load the drum set.
I did.
And now he's coming here. Robin, why do you want to see this guy?
Oh, I know why. You're going to win, aren't you? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Whenever you haven't seen someone for a long time, no matter how much you want to deny it, there's always a clear winner and a clear loser.
Okay, well, since you brought it up, let's add up the points.
We're starting out with 2 big ones right there.
Thank you. Okay. So, Simon still lives with his mom.
Point Robin.
He never became a rock star.
Point Robin.
He now works at a water slide park outside of Ottawa.
Point Simon.
Wait. Do they have a wave pool?
No.
Point Robin. That's 5 zip. There's no coming back from that.
Yeah, he is going down. I mean, unless somehow he got hotter. There he is.
And sure enough, there was a clear winner and a clear loser. It just wasn't clear to everybody.
Hey, babe.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What the hell just happened?
Oh, come on. It wasn't so bad, was it? Hey, Simon.
Wow, look at you. You got old.
Yeah, you look great. You got hotter, like that's possible. Look, I know it didn't go as planned, but I can't help it. I mean, you still got it.
Oh, $4 for a brew? What a rip.
Good thing I'm packing.
So he's not a snob. He's from a different part of Canada, you know? The maple leaf flag on the back of the pickup truck. He's Red Province. He's from the deep north.
And the thing is, we gave you so many opportunities.
So, Simon, Robin's a bit of a local celebrity here in New York. She's the lead anchor at Metro News One. Tell him, Robin.
Oh, it's stupid. It's not cool, like Simon's shirt.
I'm sorry, Simon. Here we are nattering on about our big celebrity. What do you do for a living?
Oh, I work at the Splish-Splash Ottawa Water Slide Park.
Huh. A water slide park. That sure is different than what Robin does.
Yeah, it is. Because I save lives. I'm not sitting in that stool at the top of the slide going, go, go, go. People die. Well, you think it's so easy? You try it.
Okay. Go.
You didn't put your hand up. Kid just died.
No, I didn't know.
Another kid just went. He died too.
Oh, well, sure, if I was actually
another
up there.
Another kid just went. Now you got a pile up, and Robin's got something to report on the news. This just in. My friend Ted killed a bunch of kids today.
Well, that's cool. You gotta pay the bills somehow, since your whole music thing didn't really pan out, did it?
Well, it hasn't panned out yet, but the band's still going. We're about 4 or 5 gigs away from really exploding.
The Foreskins are still playing?
The Foreskins? How'd you guys come up with that name?
Well, there's 4 of us, and we play without shirts. Seriously.
Ugh, I know. I'm sorry. But you guys just don't understand. The fact that he kept the band going, that's impressive. I mean, I gave up my musical dream.
Which brings us to the most important piece of information from tonight.
So, Simon, how did you guys meet?
Oh, I was in her video.
Starred in it is more like it.
Once you win Mr. Teen in Winnipeg, everybody wants a piece of the moneymaker.
I'm sorry. I've seen Let's Go to the Mall about 1,000 times, and you, sir, are not in it.
I was in the other one.
There's another video?
Robin, seriously, just make this easier on yourself and give us the tape.
No.
All right. You leave me no choice.
From this moment on, I will spend every waking minute searching down this tape. I will not sleep. I will not eat. My life will be a living hell of search engines and overseas phone calls chasing down something that possibly can't be found.
Okay.
It's just... It was so hard to watch, Robin. You're usually so cool.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm sitting next to Simon, and suddenly I'm 16 again.
Oh, it's actually a common thing. When you're around someone from your past, you kind of revert back to who you were when you knew them. There's not really a name for it, though.
It's called revertigo.
Yeah, I don't know about revertigo.
You know who gets really bad? Revertigo?
Lily, when she's around her high school friend, Michelle.
Michelle?
She sounds hot.
Wait, you don't know about Lily and Michelle?
Oh. No, what about Lily and Michelle?
Oh, my friend, you were in for a treat.
Hey, Lil.
What?
You know, I was just thinking, we haven't seen your friend Michelle in a while.
Oh, yeah. I'll give her a call, see if she wants to hang out.
Yeah.
What would happen? Do they make out?
Better.
Comparable.
Comparable.
Ugh, whatever. It's over. I lost. I guess you don't get a second chance. I got a second chance.
What happened?
He came by my place tonight. Simon, what are you doing here?
I just feel like there's some unfinished business between you and me. Seeing you now has made me realize that breaking up with you was the biggest mistake I made in my entire life.
Oh, I like where this is going.
I know this is crazy, and I'm only in town for a couple of days, but do you want to go on a date?
He asked you out? Oh, step into my web, Simon.
The coup de grace. Finish him.
I'd love to.
Wait, you're going on a date with Simon? That Simon, the one we met?
Robin, this guy doesn't deserve a second chance. Not after the way he treated you.
That was 10 years ago. People evolve. I mean, are you the same person that you were in high school?
Oh, hell no.
I think you're gonna enjoy this.
Not my girl, Michelle.
Bitch, you know it. Oh, she living. She living the only way she know how to. Lord.
Oh, girl, you got to get your drink on up in there.
I'm hoping my fat ass can hustle me up a vodka Gatorade.
For real.
I want her around all the time. I'd even consider not trying to sleep with her if that's what it takes. Guys, I've decided to seduce Michelle.
Woo! Yeah!
That was great. Let's take five. Hey, babe. Do you like it after my bass solo when I flick my pick at you?
That rocked.
Yeah. Because I'm going to need that pick back.
Oh, sure. I think
it's cool. You'll find it later.
Oh, cool. I wish I didn't have to go to work in the morning.
Oh, babe, you've got to go to work. You've got to play a demo on your show.
Oh, well, you know, it's not a show. It's the news.
Right. So you can be like, hey, did you hear there's some news? There's this rad band you guys should check out. And then play it. Or just like the first three songs.
Now it's time for Puppy Corner, some little angels looking for a new home, courtesy of the Midtown Animal Shelter. Hey, a lot of puppies got adopted. Of course, a lot of the people calling in thought we were going to kill them.
Robin, your revertigo is really starting to affect your work.
What's revertigo?
Stupid made-up word with no meaning.
No, it's a phenomenon where when you're around people from your past, you start behaving like them.
Oh, one example of that springs to mind. I think we all know what it is.
You do?
Yeah, Ted.
Me?
Whenever Ted's friend Punchy comes into town, it's like all of a sudden Ted's in high school again.
Okay. First of all, his name is Adam Punchiarello, and I don't do that. Ooh, that must be Adam. Sup, Punchy?
Sup, Schmozby?
You want to go?
I'm already there!
Come on!
This is it.
Come on. Dude, seriously, sorry about your dad.
Yeah, it was a real shock.
I can't believe you, of all people, are saying this.
Why?
No reason.
Robin, the point is, what are you doing? I mean, this guy...
Okay, you want the truth? I like Simon. I do. We have fun together.
We know you do, honey, but we're worried about you.
You're worried? Okay, hold on. Is there any version of this conversation where you guys don't sound like my parents?
I don't know. Is there any version where you don't sound like a 16-year-old?
That's exactly what my mom would say.
No, if I was your mom, I would say, we forbid you from seeing this boy.
Lily!
No, I'm sorry, but it's for your own good.
This is my life. You guys just don't get it. You've never felt the way that I feel.
Now, we were once young and in love, too.
Yeah, like a billion years ago.
You've been drinking, haven't you?
Yeah, we all have. You bought the last round.
You're not going to that show tonight.
Oh, yes, I am. And you know what else? Tonight, after the show, Simon and I are going all the way.
Young lady, get back here!
Thanks for your help.
Hey, so today at work?
Not now, Ted!
Oh. Hey, Simon. Great show. You guys still rock.
Yeah. Totally dug my bass solo. Man! Why can't I always feel this alive?
God, I just love seeing you so happy.
Yeah. About that. Listen, babe. It's over.
What?
I'm getting back together with Louise Marsh.
What? You're kidding me. You're breaking up with me? Again? For the same ex-girlfriend in the same van? Well, what is it? Her parents got a pool? Is that still the reason?
Well, the folks did just put in a jacuzzi.
Sorry, Robin.
I'm fine, really. Oh, Robin, I'm gonna tell you for real. Simon's a dog. You feel me, Shell?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
He a scrub.
True that. I'm gonna get me my champagne and grape soda on.
So how's Columbia?
Great. I'm almost done with my dissertation. I'm getting a PhD in behavioral psychology.
Can I make an observation?
Oh, I know. Whenever I'm around Lily, she just brings out that side of me. There's a psychological term for the phenomenon.
Vertigo?
No.
Actually, it's associative regression. You see, the neural pathways that... Oh, no, you did not just pull on my jeans!
One by one, we all had to go home. Soon it was just Robin.
All right, I can't find your video. I've wasted 3 days.
What's the matter?
Simon dumped me in his van after the show.
Yeah, Robin, that was like 10 years ago.
No, tonight.
Oh, really? Oh, come here. Come here.
It just... When I was young, I was so vulnerable and open to things, you know? I guess I wanted to feel that way again. I wanted to be 16 again.
Robin, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard come out of your mouth. You want to be 16 again? I have watched your first Robin Sparkles video 1,000 times. And it's not because I'm proud of you as a friend. It's because you were totally, totally lame back then. But now, come on, Pacow, you're the most awesome person I have ever known. Well, second most awesome.
Right, of course, the first being you.
No, the first is this guy who lives in a place called The Mirror. What up?
Oh.
I'm saying that you are way more awesome than Simon ever will be.
Barney, do you want to come back to my place?
Your place? Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I am. Let's just not tell anyone about this, okay?
Of course. So should I just put it in?
Yeah, why not? This was my big artistic follow-up to Let's Go to the Mall. Kind of tanked. My friend said I was
a fool. You're a fool. Shut up. Is that Tiffany?
Mm-hmm.
We're so bad. Together we were gonna travel the globe from Alberta to Ontario.
It's everything I want it to be, and more.
I'm so glad.
Is that Alan Thicke?
Yeah.
If you re-edit it, there's a tampon commercial in here somewhere.
how lame you were back then.
Yeah, you're right, I was lame.
Totally lame. Ugh.
You don't understand our love.
And of course, the robot makes an appearance in the sad love ballad.
He was my sidekick, he had to be.
And so they watched it again. And again. And again. They watched it over and over that night until finally they stopped watching.
You said it.